Welcome back to the show. Well, we've all been there, the kid's birthday party, when there's always the one little kid who's pushing everyone and taking the toys and cutting into line. And oftentimes, the mom will be right behind him or her saying, say you're sorry, say you're sorry, say you're sorry. Well, there's a story we came across that says we should not be forcing our kids to say I'm sorry because it teaches them the wrong lesson. Joining us to talk about that is registered psychologist Dr. Orrin Amate. Doc Amate, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Barb.
So this is, I thought, really interesting because while I think we all acknowledge that it is important to say you're sorry, it's important to say you're sorry when you actually are sorry, not when you're just repeating words someone has told you to say.
Exactly, for sure.
So do you think then that doing this with kids, walking them around and saying, tell her you're sorry, tell him you're sorry, is giving them the wrong idea, teaching them the wrong lesson?
Well, the parent has done a bad job, let's say, okay, because at that point, after a couple of incidents, the parent should remove the child from the situation, okay? If you're letting the child do it over and over and over, forget the sorries. The parent themselves should apologize to the parent and to the other child, but take the child out of the situation because obviously something's happening. The child's not going to, you know, regulate their emotions. So that child shouldn't have been there in the first place after the second or third incident. That's the first thing.
That's funny that you say that because I had actually written that down to ask you about, because my philosophy always was that if your kid is out of control, and I mean even my own, you pick them up and actually physically remove them. I mean, it gets to the point where if you cannot be in this party and behave with the other kids, we'll go home.
Well, this is why, you know, there are so many people who've had their dinners ruined because parents don't understand the first thing about parenting sometimes. Your kid's acting up in a restaurant or anywhere else, you owe it to the public. There's a social contract. You take the kid out. So, and that just drives me crazy when parents don't understand that. As far as the apologies, these bloggers are killing me. These parenting bloggers, okay? Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to get people to read. So they need a shocking headline. So someone reads the headline like, oh, I shouldn't force my kids to apologize.
Sure.
Most parents aren't going to read the whole article because there's a lot of good advice in that article. It's teaching the child to actually understand what they did wrong, help them empathize with the other child, try to make amends. Those are all good things, but the parents aren't going to read that. They're going to see a headline and go, oh, I've got, you know, carte blanche not to do the right job as a parent and teach my kid to say sorry.
Right. So we're probably, just so our listeners know, if they haven't read this blog post, we're talking about kids who are quite young. Like this example was a four-year-old at a party. But what, aside from picking up your child and removing them from the situation, if they want to work out some kind of compromise in order to be able to stay, what is the best way to teach kids of that age, aside from just saying, tell them I'm sorry, to explain to them in a way so they understand whatever they've done has either physically hurt someone or hurt their feelings?
Well, what you have to do is, the idea is building empathy. So you are explaining to them. I mean, first of all, you don't do it when they're in the middle of a tantrum or when they're really upset. You remove them from the situation. Again, the social contract dictates that. Then afterwards, you help explain to the child, this is what happened. This is why, you know, Bobby or Susie is crying or hurt, and ask them, what if they did that to you? You know, like asking them questions, try to put them in the child's shoes. That's how you help to build empathy. And also to understand that the consequence to your action, the consequence doesn't have to be punishment. The consequence, they should understand, if I lash out, someone else can get hurt. So those are the kind of things you're trying to do. It's just the manner in which you do it and the timing. That's what's really important.
Dr. Orrin Amate is my guest, registered psychologist, great friend of the Nightside. We're talking about a blog post that is titled, Two Words You Can Stop Forcing Your Kid to Say. And the message is, if you just force your kid to say, I'm sorry, whenever they do anything wrong, but don't explain to them what is behind that, they just learn that it's a phrase you repeat and it really means nothing to them. And I have to tell you, Dr. Amate, one thing that drives me crazy, and I'm not sure if you'll know what I mean by this, parents who talk through their children. So they'll be talking in a really loud voice, and what they're saying to their kids, they actually want everyone else to hear, just so everyone knows they're a good parent, but they're not really dealing with the situation.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It drives me crazy as well. As a parenting expert, I see these kinds of things. It's like, oh, because I know how that child's going to grow up to be. We're, you know, they're not going to be good adult citizens. it does drive me crazy. Now, the other thing is that the blog is quoting this or citing a study that showed that when a partner in a romantic relationship is forced to say they're sorry, or if they have to apologize and they don't really mean it, they feel worse about that. That's true. But I can tell you right now, one of the number one issues I've dealt with in all types of relationships, it doesn't have to just be romantic, it can be family, work, whatever else, is when somebody feels that they've been wronged and nobody takes ownership. They don't truly apologize for that. So blogs like this are doing more harm because, again, the people are going to hear the message of, oh, I don't have to teach my child to apologize, and not getting that apology. It's disempowering because you feel that you've had an injustice imposed on you or inflicted on you, and there's no retribution. There's no one's taking ownership for it.
No, it's a great point, because I think you're right. And in all stages of life, and as we even become adults, it is important for people to be able to own something and say, I'm sorry. And the other part of that is to say you're sorry, understanding what you are sorry for. So it's not that we need to remove those words. It's almost like we need to add to what those words are saying.
Exactly. Why are you apologizing? What have you done wrong? Not the action itself, but, you know, the consequence. Again, the fact that you've harmed somebody, hurt somebody, disturbed them. And by the way, I'll tell you right now, you know how you can tell a child has been raised by a bad parent, and I see this all the time. I'm dealing in university with students who've done something wrong. Let's say they plagiarized, okay? Mm-hmm. They've copied off a test. They've done something really wrong. And instead of, you know, owning it, their first words are, what can we do to move past this?
The kids will say that.
The kids will say this. The kids are university because they've learned from their parents. You know, all you got to do is, you know, weasel your way through. Mommy or daddy's going to help you, or, you know, everyone's going to be okay. You just have to, you know, say a couple of words, do a few Hail Marys, whatever else, and suddenly everything's fine. And I'm telling you right now, when I see the students who say that, first of all, I'll call them on that. I say, those are the last words you should ever say to me, because that shows you really don't get it. All you're trying to do is get out of the situation.
Yeah, like they think every situation can be managed.
Exactly. And you know what? It's important to help a child learn how to manage situations, but there's also times when you got to realize, I screwed up. I've got to own it, you know, and sometimes there's no way talking your way out of it. You've got to really just, you know, take the lumps.
You know, no matter what kinds of different parenting styles we have now versus what our parents had, I think that one thing that has to remain true through all of the generations is accountability. And I think a lot of times we're losing that.
Oh my gosh, number one, exactly. It is accountability, and so many bad parents these days, they think they're doing the children's favor, children's favors by robbing them of that accountability. They come swooping in. They don't want, you know, someone to, oh, we don't want to bruise their ego or hurt them or make them feel bad for something they've done. And they really, you're exactly right. They're robbing children of the sense of accountability. And when you don't have that, you're breeding little sociopaths. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you're definitely not raising model citizens.
Doc Amitai, love having you on. Thank you so much for this.
And you know I love being on. Thanks so much.
All right, Dr. Oren Amitai, registered psychologist.